With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting U.S. fighter jets have struck Iran-linked sites in Syria in retaliation for attacks on U.S. troops. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
U.S. fighter jets launched airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria that are linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The strikes come in response to a flurry of recent drone and missile attacks on U.S. bases and personnel in the region. A senior U.S. official confirmed the precision strikes struck weapons and ammunition storage in one of the locations. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, tonight, the Israeli army says its ground forces are expanding their activity in the Gaza Strip as it moves closer to a full-on ground invasion of the besieged territory. Internet and phone services collapsed Friday in Gaza under intensified Israeli bombardment, largely cutting off its 2.3 million people from the outside world and each other. Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops along the Gaza border. Still no word on the whereabouts of 40-year-old Robert Card, suspected of murdering 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, Wednesday night. Maine's Public Safety Commissioner Michael Shawshuk tells WCVB-TV investigators are searching for any possible clues to find the suspect and determine a motive.
There are certainly times when we can't quite figure out the why, because every one of these situations is so tragic, so outside of the norm, that it makes it difficult for community members of all types in all locations, East Coast, West Coast, it doesn't matter, to fathom how these kind of things can occur in the greatest country in the world. So we're going to continue to work towards that.
Authorities have lifted the shelter-in-place order that had been in effect since Wednesday night. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 366 points, the Nasdaq rose 47. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League reverses course again.
Last year, it was all in on the LGBT agenda with pride nights at the arenas and compulsory rainbow uniforms and equipment. But some players and teams staged a rebellion, prompting the league to outlaw all gay promotions. That sparked complaints from LGBT pressure groups. And so the NHL has introduced a compromise position. Any player wishing to wear pride gear can do so, but nobody is going to be forced to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. is currently experiencing one of the most significant waves of anti-Semitism it's ever seen. Jewish and civil rights organizations in this country are reporting a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents following the Hamas attack on Israel. The Anti-Defamation League says attacks on Jews tripled in comparison to the same week last year. More recently, progressive and left-leaning movements have become linked to anti-Semitic practices. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Fed showed price increases remained elevated in September amid brisk consumer spending. Prices rose 0.4% from August to September, the same as the previous month. New poll finds 2 out of every 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the past year, but only 25% say their income has increased during the same period. Wall Street numbers today, mixed trading. The Dow dropped 366 points at 32,417. S&P 500 fell 20 at 4117. The NASDAQ gained 47, closing at 12,643. Oil was up $2.33 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.